What's a grain that people eat with gravy on it? Something in gravy.
Would it be oatmeal?
Well, that's possible, but this is white, and it's a grain.
Grits?
That too is possible, but that's still what I'm asking.
Rice?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. 60 minutes is one.
60 minutes is an hour.
A person who doesn't like to spend money can be called a close person or a
stingy.
White vegetables that make your eyes water when you cut them up.
Onions.
If this isn't an old suit, then it's a
new one.
Okay. Let's see now. Can you tell me what time that clock face says? Excuse me, can you see it? This clock face right here.
It's 15 minutes to 5.
Fine, thank you. Let's see, I have to give you my pencil. Oh. 15 minutes
to 5.
Okay. Now, in the top right-hand corner, what do you call that support that a carpenter uses? This one.
What is this
one?
Mm-hmm. A workbench.
Fine. And what about the one that's right underneath that? It's got a log in it, and you put a log in it to saw it up.
Sawmill.
Well, now this is something that you use when you're chopping firewood yourself.
Axe.
No. Well, now you put the log in a certain kind of frame and then saw it. This is this one. See a log there?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the
a saw beams.
Okay, fine. And what do you call something that a baby lies in?
Baby carriage.
All right. Thank you. Now, if you had a baby in a baby carriage, you would say you were going to, what, the baby?
Push him.
Okay. Now, if a person needs to get from one end of a field to another, well, from one corner of a field to the opposite corner, he can either go all the way around, or he can
cut across.
All right. Now, if he cut across, you'd say he went, what, across the field?
Through the field.
Would you ever use catty-cornered or kitty-cornered to mean to go?
Yes.
Which one would you say?
Kitty-cornered, I should think.
Okay. Now, if two roads cross and there are two houses on opposite corners, would you ever use kitty-cornered to describe that relationship, to say the houses are kitty-cornered from each other?
I should think so. Well, no, you'd say across from each other.
Well, they're not directly across from each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's the two roads that cross,
yes,
and there's one on the northwest corner, and there's one on the southeast corner.
Mm-hmm. They said in opposite.
Okay.
Opposite.
Okay. Let's see. I didn't skip any, did I? Did I mention that I was going to skip any? I don't think I did. Now, let's see, we've got a little bit more time. Would you tell me something more about your family, your ancestry, and your relatives? And
yes, well, there were five of me children. In our family, and there were three girls and two boys, and my sister, Miss Hudson, and I are the only ones left. We had a brother and sister, and I had a sister who lived in California, Los Angeles, and she came to see us last summer and had a stroke, was sick here, and her children had to come and carry her back. And when they got back to Los Angeles, she just lived 2 days.
Oh, gracious.
And I had a brother who lived in St. Louis, and he died the year before that. And so, and